And for the sample period of today's earning period, today's date is 11/15/2025. Dictation is for Miss Angela Jensen. Jensen spells J-E-N-S-E-N. Angela spells A-N-G-E-L-A. Date of birth is 03/21/1964. 61-year-old female here with a diarrhea period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 5 days. Came in today because it's four. She said she cannot hold anything down. Every time she eats or drink, she goes right to the bathroom. She said that the stool is watery and foul smelling, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies travel history. She said that she was exposed to one of her grandchild who had somewhat similar symptoms, but not as severe as hers, period. Next line, she reports pain in her left flank, pain in the suprapubic region. Next line, patient reports painful urination and urgency. Next line, patient reports vomiting. She says she had 2 or 3 episodes today, non-bloody. Next line, she says she cannot eat anything, she cannot keep anything down, and does not have an appetite right now, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, mild distress, vital signs are as follows, O2 sat is 99% of room air, blood pressure is 149/73, pulse 108. Respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Patient has dry mucous membranes, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, foot range, motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and respiratory effort, no adventitious thoughts, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regulating rhythm with no murmurs. No patients with tachycardic. Next paragraph, abdomen, tenderness in the left upper quadrant region, tenderness in the left flank, no, there is guarding, normal but active, very active bowel sounds, no rebound, no peritoneal signs, no organomegaly, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles, above light, period. Skin is dry, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well, with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, tennis 3, clear, alert, 2, tennis normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, 3, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is infectious diarrhea, number 2, dehydration, number 3, nausea and vomiting, number 4, flank pain, period. Next paragraph, in the clinic, they read the following ultrasound, abdomen and pelvic. Ultrasound does not reveal any gross abnormality. Labs are drawn, labs include CBC, CMP, urinalysis. Now, urinalysis reveals a negative nitrite, negative leukocyte, negative blood, ketones are negative, period. Next paragraph. The patient was given the following medication in the clinic today. Fluids IV, 2 liters. Next line, Benzo, 20 milligrams, IM. Next medication, Zofran, 4 milligrams, ODT, sublingual. Next medication, Rosefin, 1 gram, IV. Next. After the following intervention, patient was reevaluated. She says she feels, quote, a lot better, close quote. Now she went to the bathroom to urinate. She said she has not urinated in quite some time. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has not. She was sent home with the following medication. Zofran, correction, Phenagan, 25 milligrams, 1 COTID, PRN for nausea, vomiting, next medication. Benzo, 20 milligrams, 1 COTID for 7 days and 21. Next medication, slash him, 500 milligrams, one POBID for 7 days on the 14th. Next medication, cipro, 500 milligrams, one POBID for 7 days on the 14th. Strongly encouraged to increase fluids to come back to the clinic at first. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of the patient.